Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. In this week's program, we're going to meet Robert Fogarty. Perhaps you have heard of Deer World. If you haven't, you're about to. I met Robert at the recent Farm Credit Idea Share, which took place in New Orleans. So let's, without further ado, get to meet Robert and learn more about this fascinating project. I'd like to, first of all, have you just tell me a little bit about yourself and how it is that you got involved with this thing we know as Deer World.
Yeah, sure. My name is Robert Fogarty, and I've lived in New Orleans, Louisiana for the past 6 years. And about 3 years ago, I started a portrait project where I asked people here in New Orleans to write something about why they love the city on their body with pens. And we would take portraits of their messages. And so Dear New Orleans was the precursor to Dear World. So now I use kind of Dear New Orleans as the founding story of the project, and but I go around to other places now and ask people to share something that they care about.
And when you say other places, give us some examples, because you've definitely been to some interesting places and in interesting situations too.
Yeah, you know, I get to travel quite a bit around, whether that's working with large organizations, small organizations, colleges and universities, as well as some field projects, which are, you know, near and dear to my heart. I was in Joplin, Missouri, and Breezy Point, New York, last year, you know, with people who survived some pretty crazy things, one an F5 tornado, and of course what happened in the Northeast for Hurricane Sandy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we met at an event in New Orleans, your current hometown there, working with Farm Credit. I was there for a panel, and lo and behold, when we got to our opening reception, I saw this whole setup with the lights and you with a camera. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Farm Credit on this.
Farm Credit, actually, it's a family connection. Margaret Fogarty is my cousin and works for Farm Credit, and she's been, you know, following the project. And, you know, a few years ago, said, wow, it'd be really interesting to have you photograph the kind of the voices and the stories of farmers, because it's such an important sector, you know, in our economy and our society. And, you know, we batted around ideas, and, you know, lo and behold, she pitched it to some folks over at her place, and just ended up working out. So I'm really excited to have you know, been able to do it, because I do believe that farmers and ranchers are so important to who we are and what we do.
Yep. Well, I couldn't agree with you more on that. I saw lots of interesting messages there. I don't know if any of them kind of stood out for you, because I'm just going to guess that when you do this, you don't always know what somebody's going to come up with, depending on, obviously, the subject or the issue. In this case, with Farm Credit communication staff and others that were attending, yeah, the focus very much on agribusiness, on agriculture, farming today. But yeah, I thought I saw some very interesting messages there.
Yeah. I liked a woman who wrote, "like to eat," with a question mark, and then underneath that she said, "thank a farmer."
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
very simple and strong. And then another guy, he put an orange peel in his mouth and wrote "ag" on the orange peel, but then on his arms he wrote "agriculture equals prosperity." I'm just looking at some really great ones here. Yeah, so.
Well, and also, and you also turned, let me put it this way. prior to the event, I know there was a video clip produced from a session with some folks, and then you were doing that again there for another video clip that I guess is still in the works to come out soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, often we capture different types of media, you know, to lay over portraits. So, yeah, we were just asking people kind of why they wrote what they wrote, and hopefully that we can glean some more information about what drives people and what interests people. So that's, we'll have a little clip coming out, I'm sure, in the next few weeks.
Well, tell me about some of your experiences on this. I'm guessing that you receive feedback because everything you're doing is very much tied into social media, for example, and there are, just looking through some of them through the dearworld.me website, we can see some of those examples, some pretty powerful looking images and messages. What kind of feedback have you gotten, and is that part of what's kind of driven you to continue doing this project?
Well, yeah, I get lots of feedback, which is great. My friends kind of give me a hard time, which is awesome. It's kind of an odd project. But yeah, you know, I mean, I feel really lucky to have been able to kind of, you know, build this into something that people recognize and want to participate in. And, you know, that's an important thing. And I think, you know, positive feedback, or, you know, someone who said that this is really important for me to express what matters to me is really, I'm grateful more than anything, you know, to have kind of, it started quite humbly, you know, a few years ago. And so, yeah, it's been wonderful.
Well, you talk about friends or others who maybe laugh a little bit, and probably in part because they don't understand immediately what it is you do. I can relate to that. We started an ag blog going on 9 years ago and turned it into a business model. And yeah, those first couple of years, there was a lot of, you do what? You're a blogger? You're kind of like, that was something really strange. And at the time, it, you know, it wasn't quite what blogging is today. So I applaud you for the fact that you've found something you're passionate about, and that has, I guess, turned into something that you can make part of your work, what you do. And, you know, there's just a lot of people that aren't willing to make that commitment and continue it like you have. So do you, looking ahead, do you have a vision for where you think you want to go with this, or are you just kind of like us where we just say, we just go with the flow?
Yeah, people ask if there's some sort of end goal. I mean, I think of this as kind of an ongoing collection, and, you know, there's always going to be stories to tell, and hopefully I can kind of continue to do it in this style. And so, yeah, I don't really have an end goal. I mean, I think I'll kind of feel it if it loses its kind of pixie dust, but mm-hmm. I think continuing to do work like what we did in Joplin and Breezy Point, and I want to go to Boston and Newtown, and, you know, those stories are worth telling, and I think telling it in the way we tell them is always going to be interesting.
Well, I'm, I guess, assuming here that doing this work has become, you know, I don't know if business model is the right thing, but it provides you with a living to, at the same time that I think you're doing some work that has real meaning to people. And I've already gotten some of that feedback just from what we did in New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, I would call it a social enterprise. You know, I the work I do with partners like Farm Credit or Southwest Airlines or whoever the companies who have hired me in the past, you know, they know going in that they're helping me, you know, with some of the stories that I get to tell that were not for fee work. So yeah, I use a portion of my revenue from you know, this kind of standard corporate speaking and photographing to do the work that I wouldn't say, hey, people in Breezy Point, you know, what can you, you know, buy me my plane ticket? I mean, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
This is kind of how it works. The product life cycle is telling stories with people, a diverse section of people and companies, and I use a portion of that revenue to go keep telling stories of interesting people in the field.
There are going to be people hearing this who might become very interested in what you're doing and want to take a look at that. What would you say to them about how to contact you? What's the process in terms of working with somebody, a company, an organization that might think, wow, we might really like to have Robert come in to our event or something to work with us on a project like this?
Yeah, the best thing to do would be to take a look at gearworld.me. And on there you can find contact information for us, and then also at facebook.com/gearworld.
Well, we'll definitely point them that way. Is there anything else about what you're doing that you think people might ought to know to fully understand the concept that we didn't touch on here?
Good question. I mean, since it's, I'll send you some photos, Chuck, if you need, to add with the story. I think it's sometimes hard to audibly explain it. You know, we need some visual aids. So hopefully we'll have some of those.
Yeah, I can relate to that. We do a lot of our work is driven by the photos that we take, frankly, as well as interviews like this one, or perhaps video clips that we might shoot out on location. So probably like you, we do go to a lot of places over the course of a year. I think last year we were actually at 67 different ones during the course of a year. So it definitely keeps us busy. Well, I'm fascinated by what you do, Robert. Glad that I had the opportunity to meet you and again talk to you about this so we can let other people know, and perhaps that might turn into some new potential opportunities down the road.
Awesome, Chuck. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem. Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.